Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tado Jayam Udirayet Krishne Swadamo Pagate Dharma Gyanadi Bisaha Kalo Nashta Drisham Esha Pura Narko Danoditaha Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalagyanam Param Giyate. Tatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Abhishkritam Tach Trinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyen Naraha. Shlokam ekam tadardam va param padardam eva va shradavan yonushunyat punat yatmanam eva saha sarva vedanta saram hi shri bhagavatam ishyate tadra samrita chittasya Nanyatra syadrati kuchit Krishna tulya bhagavata vibhu sarva shray prati shloke prati akshare nana artakai adi madhye ante bhagavate kai Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Akshaya Avyaya Prema Maya Bhagavata Krishnara Sri Anga Tahate Kayena Gopya Krishnara Anga Mahapuran Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Tamscha. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Radha Samukha Samsaktim Saki Sangha Nivasinim Tamaham Satatam Vande Guru Rupam Param Sakim Yankali Rupa Sharira Nadarata Tan Braja Prema Mahanidhi Kutarika Kon Kapattu Karata Shri Rup Shri Sanatan Bhattaraguna Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasaraguna Echai Gosaya Kori Charanan Vandan Yahoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran Vanchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Hemabhadivyach Chavisundaraya Tasmai Maha Premarasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaha. Balavi Varanam Boja Malane Nityashalane Nama Panatapalaya Sri Krishnaya Namo Namaha. Shrima Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venu Suner Gopir Gopi Natha Striyes Tunaha Mahabhava Sarupa Twam Krishna Priyavariyasi Prema Bhakti Prade Devi Radhike Twam Namam Yaham Vajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Svitasyam Vadami Radham Karunabharadram Tato Mamanyasti Gatirnakapi Tato Mamanyasti Gatirnakapi Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. A reading from the Dasama Skanda, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapter 29 through 33, 1029, verse 1. Sri Badarayanir Uvacha Bhagavan Apita Ratri Charukula Malika Viksharantam Manaschakre Yogamayam Upashrita. Translation. When Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saw the rising of the full moon and the autumn season, Sharad Purnima, Sri Krishna decorated his hair and his neck and his body with beautiful blossoming Malika phool, jasmine garlands, which are especially fragrant, full of romantic, exciting aromas. Sri Krishna remembered the gopis who had prayed 1 year earlier to Goddess Katyayani, Katyayani Mahamaye, Mahayogi Nirishwari, Nanda Gopam Sutam Devi, Patim Me Kurute Namah. And he thought, yes, tonight, Sharad Purnima, is a perfect night to fulfill my promise to those Braja Kanyakumaris, those virgin girls who worship Goddess Katyayani for me as her husband. I think this full moon night, Sri Krishna said, is just suitable for a rasa dance with these dear, pure devotees of mine, these premi bhaktas, Braja gopis, because they have a desire that I become their husband. And on this very night, as I promised 1 year before, I will fulfill their desire and I will dance for thousands of nights in a celebration of love, amorous love, with these beautiful cowherd damsels of Brajabhumi. And then their desire will be fulfilled to have me as their pati, Adipati Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This is a translation of the verse. In our discussion, we've been discussing Viksha Rantam Manaschakre. Krishna saw the beauty, he smelled the fragrant, sweet flowers, which create romantic sensations in the mind and senses. They awaken a desire for love. Such special flowers. We have marigold flowers. We have different flowers. Some are pungent smelling. But the Malika, jasmine, the Bela flowers are very, very sweet. And very, very, they create happiness and thrill in the mind. an excitement in the heart simply by their saurav, mada saurav. When one smells these beautiful vela garlands and vela flowers in May and June, he feels so happy. Krishna felt that way and more. And as a result, he started thinking of the gopis, remembering his promise, and remembering his nitya parishads, his expansions, his beautiful gopis, his eternal Brajaramanis, Radhika, and all the gopis. And he said, yes, as in springtime, I dance with Radhika and all the gopis. Navasant Ras at Govardhan. Now it's the Maharas in Bhamshivat, Jamuna Pass, Jamuna Pulin, on the sandy banks of the Yamuna, under the Kadamba trees in the full light of the full moon. I will call all the Kanyakumaris, and tonight, all the gopis, the Kanyakumaris, and the Brajaramanis, my eternal lovers, Radharani and the Astasakis, and these newcomer Sakis that have perfected their lives, perfected their bhajan, and appeared in my Leela, Bhoma Vrindavan Leela. Tonight is the night. So we were discussing this term, Manasa Chakra. Vikshya Rantum Manas Chakra. And let's consider some other points about this verse. We had mentioned yesterday in the class that Krishna was upholding his promise. If you recall the class yesterday, Bhagavan Sri Krishna was upholding his promise to the Kanyakumaris that I will dance with you on this night. And then on the future nights, he said the future nights 1 year before in Margashirsh. So I mentioned yesterday, you know, he's upholding his promise. This is the night. But there's another very significant point, which it's called the tattva vichara, the substance, the truth that we can learn from this verse for us, because we're not Krishna and we're not his eternal associates, we're not gopis, we're conditioned souls. We're born and we die, we get old and we get diseased, we suffer, we enjoy, we work hard, we struggle. How does this point that Krishna kept his promise, how does it apply to us? Because in Krishna Leela, there is the sweetness of Madhurya Leela, Braja Madhurya Leela, Parakiya Bhav, the sweet conjugal love of the gopis and Krishna. But then there's a teaching. Everything is a pastime and a teaching. There's the external meaning and the internal meaning and the rasic meaning and the bhava meaning. All these meanings are there. So the rasic janas and the siddhanta acharyas, the mahajans, they bring out all these teachings which we're sharing with all of you. Manasa, rantam manasa chakra. Krishna's mind turned to loving affairs. He desired to enjoy and please and satisfy his devotees. He wanted to enjoy his devotees. He didn't want to relish sense gratification. Krishna's far beyond selfishness, far beyond exploitation and sense gratification. Krishna exists in the land of love, Vrindavan Dham. There is no envy, there is no lust, there is no greed. It's pure love, service, seva, dedication, harmony, sweetness, charm, beauty and music. All of that is the spiritual world. Music of Krishna's flute and Radharani's veena. And loving dealings. Loving dealings are based on love and they start with love. It's all love. Prem Dham Vrindavan. Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna. Leela Purushottam Sri Krishna. It is nothing but love, love, love. We sing songs, love, love, love. It's nothing but love. But it's nothing but the opposite. Competition, intense competition, intense envy, intense rivalry, intense suspicion, one person to another, intense doubt, apprehension, misconception, delusion. This is the world that we live in. It's called Kali Yuga. Welcome, if you haven't been welcomed already. I think everyone's quite familiar with this world. Krishna never fails, Achyuta never fails to uphold his promise to his devotees. He never lets his devotee down. In this world, as all of us know, sometimes our friends let us down. Someone at some time lets us down. He upsets us. He disappoints us. We expected something and it didn't happen. Maybe even the opposite happened. We have a phrase in America, expect the unexpected. Then you're prepared. You're prepared for anything and everything. Expect the unexpected. A terrorist, a bomb, attack. So Krishna, we established that he upheld his promise and he called forth the Kanyakumaris. Yes, this is the very night you've been waiting for. This is the night of all nights, the day of all days. Maharas, Madhyarat, I'm calling you with my Vamshi. Please come. Ow, ow, Sakhi, Sakhi, Jaldi, ow, ow. Come fast, Sakhis. But then, the lesson for us is, how did this all begin? And how did these Kanyakumaris, who were actually sadhana siddha gopis, these Kanyakumaris, the virgin girls of Vrindavan, that were worshipping Bhagavan, I mean, they're worshipping Katyayani to get Krishna as their husband. They were sages in Treta Yuga, which we mentioned in previous classes. Dandakaranya sages. Padma Purana is telling other Puran. They saw Ram, they became attracted, they felt loving feelings, romantic feelings. But Sita is one, his lover is one, the sages are many. Their desire was to love Ram like a wife. But they're sages. So they need spiritual body. They need a chitmoya deha, chinmoya sharir, a spiritual body. They're sages, they're doing tapasya. But they're fortunate, they're living in Treta Yuga. Ram Leela, Dandakaranya sages, in the Dandakaranya forest. Ram was there, Sita, Hanuman, Lakshman. And the sages, doing tapa. For what? To attain God. And following the yamas and niyamas, the shastra. Po divyam putrakayena sattvam. They were following that to attain Vishnu, purity, absorption, dhyanam, jivana smriti, samadhi. On God, Vishnu samadhi. So Bhagavan Ramachandraji, he said, Bhavatu, yes, your sankalp to have me as your lover, as your romantic hero, your nayak, your naga, your romantic hero will be fulfilled in the future. When we appear as Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Vamshidhari, Gopinath, Muralidhar. So Krishna, he upheld their promise. Now, how did the gopis attract the mind of Krishna? How did the Kanyakumaris attract the mind of Krishna? Rantam Manasa Chakre. His mind turned to love. Love means service. Love means dedication. Love means surrender. Love means give happiness and joy to your beloved. So Krishna's mind turned in that selfless way, that pure, dynamic, spiritual expression of sacred divya prem, alokik bhav, transcendental feelings of love. Yes, they worship me with pure devotion. They surrendered everything to me. These innocent, tender girls. At the time that these Brajakumaris did puja of Katyayani, they were 6 years old. And Krishna was 7 years old. And then a year later, Krishna was 8 years old and they were seven. And as girls do in India, they worship a devata, or a devi, to attain a good dharmic husband. This is the tradition based on Shastra. The Indian culture and the Indian people were dharmic. They were, and they also are very religious people, God-centered people. But they realized that they're dependent. We are finite. But the gods, the controlling deities, the Ishvaras, the controller of rain, the controller of all the energies, the prakriti, they're appointed devas, appointed by Swayam Bhagavan, the Param Deva, the Supreme King of Kings, God, Indra, Chandra, Varun, and Shiva, all these gods, they have their role to play on behalf of the Supreme Personality of God, it's Sri Krishna. So in the Indian culture, they say, if you want to attain something, you must follow Shastra. You must follow the Shastra Vidhi and Yama Niyama and the rules and regulations and suggestions. This type of puja, this type of archan, this type of worship, this type of prayer, stutis and stotrams, and this tapa, this penance, this austerity. For example, if you want this particular art, you say dharm, art, kam. You have desire, dharm, art, kam, moksha. You have desire for this art. I want good health. Everyone wants good health. So nowadays, because we've taken God out of the picture, and we've taken devas out of the picture, and we put in simply material things. Oh, good health, lift weights. Lift weights, get strong body, take protein powder, eat so many foods and vitamins and become strong and exercise and then you become healthy and take digestive enzymes and appetizers and so many things to become healthy. We don't need God, we don't need devas, we just need vitamins and weights and jogging. I have my treadmill. I'm jogging in my apartment in Kar, Mumbai, going, I'm getting very healthy. And tomorrow I die. Oh, my heart attack. And when Indian culture was based on Shastra-based, people said, I want something, but I don't have it. How do I get it? Do I steal? Do I rob? Do I work very hard? It's also working very hard is suggested, not stealing and robbing. That's immoral and illegal. So how do they approach it? Well, I don't have it, but the Vedas say that if you want this particular art or objective or possession or prakriti, you worship someone. So I want good health. So the Veda, Puran says, if you want to be healthy, do Surya Puja. Tarpan. Offer what in the morning, worship Lord Suryadev, because Lord Suryadev is the god of health. So people worship Suryadev if they have some grahan dosh, their planets are disturbed, their sun planet is weak, and their little kamjor, sharir masnehi, they aren't strong, so they worship. They don't lift weights, all these things, run around Bombay for 2 hours. They do 1 half-hour puja. Om Surya, Om Suryaye Namaha, Om Suryaye Namaha, Om Suryaye Namaha, and everything in a tamra lota, and a tamra patra, this red color, we say copper, and they worship with tarpan, with water, Om Suryaye Namaha, Om. They worship Suryadev in the morning, Suve. Suryadev is rising, and they worship with red flowers, and red kunkum, and red chandan, and so many mantras, and bija mantras for Suryadev, to make him happy, to please him, to worship him. This is Shastra. So people follow the Shastra, and guess what happens? That Deva of health, that Suryadev, the appointed representative of light and heat in this universe, the minister of light, he has 3 posts in the government. In Krishna's government, the Pradhan Mantri is Krishna, but the Mantri of 3 departments is only one. Very good favor from the Prime Minister. He's a minister of health. He's a minister of light and a minister of heat. Suryadev. Everyone knows if you study science that it's absolutely necessary. The sunlight nourishes our body and skin, and it nourishes our eyes. It creates fire in the belly, Jataragni. And sunlight creates fire in the eyes, Akagni. And sunlight nourishes the buddhi, creates Diagni, fire in the intelligence. Sunlight is required for health. So we worship sun. Now we want to attain wealth. Dhanam Dehi, so we worship Lakshmi. You've seen many posters in India. Lakshmi, Saraswati, and Durga. Durga, the 3 devis, the 3 queens. So if you want to have money, then you do Lakshmi Narayan Puja, and you make mandirs, Lakshmi Narayan, and you do puja everywhere. And then you get wealth, because that's what you want. You worship the Lord of wealth, and He's kind to you, He's pleased with your puja, your tapa, your arch, He gives you wealth. Now, you want to conquer the kingdoms. You want to rule and master the world. Conquer your neighboring, become the ruler, king of Rajasthan or India. So you need power. You need power, invincibility. You need to worship. You need to worship some devi or deva who's a power goddess or a power god. That god, he must have swords and daggers and clubs and powerful symbols like lions. And that devi is Ma Durga, Shakti Ma. Oh, Durga. So all the kings in India, they have big, big mandirs in their palaces. Of whom? Durga. And they become blessed by Durga. If they're pious and proper, Kshatriyas, following all the Dharma of Kshatriya. Durga, Ma Durga. Parvati, she blesses them. Yes, conquer this kingdom, but conquer for God. Conquer for God's service. Don't conquer for your sense enjoyment. Become victorious over the invaders. So many people invade different countries. So then Durga empowers the kings to defend their country from the invaders and save the people, the praja. That's the king's job, to save and protect the praja, my dependents, my subjects. So we see in the Indian culture, the original, the Varnashram Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, all these lords, devis and devas were blessing humanity and guiding and helping humanity when there was a harmonious relationship, gods and men, gods and women, and the God, the Supreme Lord, and everyone, every man and every woman. Because Dharma art or spiritual benefit or spiritual value or wealth is for everyone, whether you're healthy or not, whether you're married or not, whether you conquer a kingdom or not. So everyone would worship God and all the other gods, the devas, the 33 crore of devas. There's 33 primal main deities that they would worship. And because these shastras are revealed in the hearts of the rishis and sages, and many times spoken by Krishna himself, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sri Krishna Uvacha, the various Vedas, Puranas, etc., Krishna is speaking. So he's telling something. If you worship Surya, he'll bless you. All these things are there. And then if people don't get any result, if all these thousands and thousands of years of India, of the Indian people following Veda, following Ved, the Vedic Dharma, the Vedas, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, and Gita, Mahabharata, and Ramayana, if they never got benefits, and they weren't blessed by Supreme Lord, Parameshwara Krishna, and not blessed by Surya and Indra, like the Gopas, the Vaishyas, the Abhira class, Nanda Baba, Vrishabhana Maharaj, and all the Brijvasi men, they're coward men. They need grass for their cows, to feed their cows. Grass comes from rain and earth. The seeds are in the earth already by God's arrangement. But without rain, there's no grass. So they worship the rain god. Who is the rain god? Indradev, Lord Indra. And they did Indra Puja. It's called Indra Yajna, Indra Puja. Surya Yajna, Surya Puja. Devi Yajna, Devi Puja. Every year people celebrate Devi's 9 days, Navaratri. Navaratri to worship Devi, Durga. Is it right? Because they want her blessings, her favor. Then they have special days to worship Lakshmi. They have special days to worship the Lord of success. Success comes much easier if there are no obstacles. If there are no impediments and no obstacles, it's easier to attain your desired success. Be it education, be it in economics or business, or anywhere, in a function, a marriage function. So the first person to worship, the first god, is the god that removes impediments, obstacles, dosh, faults. That is Ganapati, Sri Ganesh, Om Sri Ganeshaya Namaha, Om Sri Ganeshaya Namaha. So he's worshipped in the beginning of any auspicious Vedic function. And because it's in Shastra, if you worship, do Ganapati Puja, then you'll be blessed. Your success will come easier if you're a divine, spiritually centered person. And your marriage, everything will go auspicious. He creates auspicity. All these gods are there, and they were helping everyone. But now we say, oh, we don't need any god. We don't need God or any gods. We don't need Shiva. We don't need hardly, practically, still people, of course, they worship Lord Shiva, Durga. But they feel, I'm independent. I don't need. Now so much problem people are having. Now back to the Kanyakumaris. They also worship a god, a goddess. Most of the Kanyas, the virgin girls in India, they worship a Shiva Linga, Shivaji. Because Shiva is very kind. He's very easily pleased, Lord Shiv. Santosh. He's Santosh. He's easily pleased. He's easily pleased? Ashutosh, excuse me. Of course, he's also Santosh. I'm also correct. Lord Shiva, Santosh. He's completely satisfied, Atmaram. Always meditating on his Ishtadev, this Shankarshan, Ramchandra, Vishnu. So then, he is also Ashutosh. He means he satisfies all Asha, all hopes, all desires. So the virgin girls, they worship Lord Shiva with the hope. Oh Shiva, Om Shivaya Namah, Om Shivaya Namah, Datura Fool, and Baal Patra. And with the Bilva Patra with the three leaves and upside like this, on the Linga. And they do Ardha Parikrama and so many, and Shivratri Jagran, all for the Toshan of Shiva, the happiness and satisfaction of Shiva, so he will fulfill their hopes, Ashu, their desire, Ashutosh. And he does. He makes so many beautiful, wonderful arrangements for the pious, religious, God-fearing virgin girls of India to get a very religious and wonderful husband. The Kanyakumaris, so Krishna upheld his promise and called those Kanyakumaris to keep his promise to them, but also to maintain everyone's faith, everyone's Shastriya Shraddha, to maintain everyone's faith in Shastra. You worship this deity, then you'll get your desire fulfilled. If you deserve it, it will happen by their arrangement. So that's another reason. So because if you read in chapter 22 of the 10th canto that the Kanyakumaris, they worshipped Katyayani Ma as a representation of Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal spiritual energy, which connects devotees with Krishna, then, and they didn't get their desire fulfilled, people say, what? They're so sincere, they're so pure, they gave everything to Krishna, but still he didn't become their husband. Ah, I become Gnostic. I become agnostic. I don't want to follow these Vedas. It's useless, it's irrelevant, it's unscientific. What's the point? See, here's the example. No, Krishna supports the Shastra, and anyone who lives by Shastra and guides his life by Shastra, he will always get the result that Shastra promises. The Shastra phal, the punya phal, the karma phal of his activities. So that's another reason. They were worshipping Katyayani, but not to get a material husband of this world. We don't want any man of this world. We want Bhagavan. We want to serve and love and dedicate our very existences to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So their mantra and their Devi Puja was quite different than the mantras that Kanyas in India, Kanyakumari girls, virgin girls, used to worship Shiva to get a pati, from this world, a lokik pati. The Kanyakumaris wanted a lokik pati, a transcendental husband. And the only transcendental husband is the Adi Pati. Who is the Adi Pati? The original husband of everyone. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. Only, the one and only. So their mantra was something different. Oh Shiv, oh Lord Shiv, they have mantras. Oh Shiv, Achi Pati Dehi, strong Balia Pati Dehi, Dani Pati Dehi. Oh Shiva, please give me a strong husband. Please give me a dharmic husband, dharma dwaji, O Shiv, dharma dwaji pati dehi. Please give me a husband who is a dharma dwaji. He flies the flag of dharma, dharma dwaj, and he follows dharma, and he's glorious because he follows shastra, and he's religious and God fearing, and has all the good qualities of a Vaishnava. I want this type of husband. Many pious religious girls, they want a religious husband. But other girls, I want a wealthy husband and beautiful husband, strong husband. Yeah, dharmic, I don't care. So their sankalp, their icha, desire and vow is something different. Now let's look at the Kanyakumaris. What is the purity of their desire? What is the purity of their intention? It's reflected in their mantra. They're worshipping Katyayini, and there's deities of Katyayini representing Mahamaya or Durga, external power and energy. But the gopis, they saw Katyayini, you have two aspects, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. So we're taking shelter of your internal spiritual representation as Yogamaya. We're not taking shelter of your material representation, acting in the material world for the benefit of humanity, called Mahamaya. So their prayer was Katyayini Mahamaye. Mahayogin Yadishvari. You're a Mahayogini and you're Adishvari. Mahayogini Yadishvari. You're a great, great yogini. All mystic powers. Anima City, Lagama City, Prapti City. But you're Adi Ishvari. You can control and do anything. Listen, this is our desire. Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi. Patya me kuru te namaha. Oh, Katyayini. Oh, Yogamaya. Oh, spiritual energy. Oh, Antaranga Shakti, internal potency of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We have one icha. We only want one person and koi ne. No one else. We want Krishna. Govinda. That Gopal. Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Namaha. No, Devi, Oma, please give me Nanda Sutta. Nandula, Yashoda Dula is my husband. And for 1 month of Mrigashirsh, they worshipped. Rigorous, tap, very difficult, katin tap. Very difficult tapasya to please Bhagavan. He was pleased, because Krishna is also called Ashutosh. For the devotees, we know that Krishna is Ashutosh. He's very easily pleased. We offer one bowl of makkhan, one bowl of freshly churned butter, and we put some misri, makkhan misri, and we put it in front of Gopal, our Thakurji, Gopal Lal, our Thakurji, our Murti. And he eats it up so fast. Oh, so good. And he smiles. Or kuch, or ghee, or makkhan. He becomes very tosh, santosh, very happy. Simply with a little makkhan and misri. The gopis of Gokul, hey, Lala, hey, take some, if you dance, I'll give you some makkhan and misri. I'll give you some butter and sweet sugar. If you start dancing for all the gopis, we'll clap our hands and sing bhajan. And you dance. So he says, yes, yes. Makkhan de do. How? Jaldi. Ha. And some to the bandar. Hey, bandar, lao. Hey, bandar. Hey, monkey, take some. Oh. Monkey's so happy. Then Krishna dulala nanda kanya, whatever, they start singing these songs and clapping their hands, and Krishna's dancing. Little Gopal, little bells, a string of bells, kinkini mala around his waist, and a little peacock feather stuck in his tiny top knot. He's little wobbly legs, he's only 2 years old, dancing. In the exchange of love with the Shut Bhakta, the mothers, the beautiful ladies in Vatsalya Bhav in Vrindavan. This is Krishna. He's also Ashutosh. So Krishna upheld his promise on that very night. His mind, rantam manasa chakre, his mind turned to exchanging love. Let me exchange pure love. Let me receive your pure prema, your Shuddha Braja prema. and take mine in return. I will relish the sweetness of her love and dedication and surrender, and you relish the sweetness of my dedication, charm, enchantment, and surrender. I am yours, Gopiang, and you are mine. Please come and dance in a love divine. This is Krishna. He never fails. So the Shastras are powerful. The Shastras give result. The Shastras are relevant. The Shastras are meaningful. Don't disregard them and throw them. Science is valuable. It's helpful. It's making life, helping us. But the Shastras are also helping us. Don't accept one thing and throw another thing. Accept one thing and keep the old good thing and accept some new good thing. Some new good thing, science, technology, this, that, the other thing, cell phones, laptop, pop top, every top, pop top, laptop, every top, blow your top. Laptop, pop top, blow your top. Hey, it broke. Boing. My 3 lakh computer just blew up because there was a power surge. Boom. Hey, and I blow my top. So then you top it off. So this is something valuable, something ancient, real, truthful, useful, relevant, helpful. An intelligent person would never reject it. And the Vedas are the greatest asset for the world. Bhagavad Gita, Veda Puran, all these Vedas, the most valuable asset and contribution to the entire world are the Indian Sanskrit Vedic literatures with all their multidimensional variegated knowledge. Jyotishi, Ayurveda, Dhanaveda, the science of the stars, the science of ballistics and weapons, and Ayurveda, the science of health, astrology, health, and Vastuveda, the science of space and arranging space in an auspicious way. Shilpa Shastra, how to design temples and architecture and music. And the Natya Shastras, so many wonderful Shastras of India. The most powerful, appreciated culture in the entire world. Everyone around the world is taking Ayurvedic medicines and studying Indian astrology and studying Indian music. And what are Indians doing? Taking chemical medicine, taking allopathic chemical medicine, and they're studying guitar. Ding, 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 boom, boom, ding, bing, bing, boom, boom. No more sitar, no more esaraj, no more tambura, forget, no more tabla, forget it. I need drums. Ba, ba, boom. Ding, 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 ding. Indian music, oh, that's irrelevant, that's no good. Indian astrology, oh, I study Western astrology. I don't need astrology. And this and that, so many things, people don't even care anymore. And all around the world, they're going crazy for Indian clothes, pure cotton clothes, pure cotton, pure silk. And what do we wear? Dacron, rayon, synthetic silk, synthetic satin, because it looks good and hangs good. But Americans and Europeans, they don't care about looking good and feeling good. I mean, looking good because they already think they are good. They want Americans and Europeans and Russians, they want to feel good. Feeling is better than looking. So they wear some comfortable, relaxing, cool, breathable, pure cotton and pure silk. And they also look very good if they're ironed. And they're comfortable. All day long you feel comfortable, fresh, nice. We're wearing this Dacron synthetic shirts from anywhere and everywhere. And it's stuck on your skin after 3 hours in the office. But you keep smiling because if you don't, your boss will fire you. And you're wearing blue jeans in India. You're wearing blue jeans and thick denim pants, which they wear in Europe and Russia where it's 30 degrees below zero. And here it's 40 degrees centigrade. I say, and everybody, when it's 40 in Russia and America, which it never gets, when it's 35, people wear Indian cotton yoga pants. Very thin cotton, breathable, comfortable yoga pants. And they go to work in Indian cotton pants. Very comfortable. No cotton shirts, they don't stick on your body after 2 hours in the office. Somehow, things went a little ulta. India threw away all their good things and took all the bad things. And the rest of the world said, oh, you're throwing away Indian music? You're throwing away pure cotton and pure silk? You're throwing away Ayurvedic medicine and astrology and Vastu, all these things? Great, great, come on, more, more. We'll take it all. We'll imbibe it. We'll study Sanskrit. We'll learn it directly. And we'll incorporate it into our culture and we'll benefit everybody. And they also start doing Deva Puja. People around the world are doing Agni Puja, Surya Puja, Russians, Americans, everywhere they're doing Agni Puja and Ganapati Puja and Yajnas. And what do? We go to the disco. We do puja in the mall. It's called Mall Puja. We go to all the malls. We say, oh, are you going to the mall? Well, in Hindi, there's the word mall. Are you going to the mall? Oh, it's just like the malls in America. It's just like the malls in England. It's big mall. It's the Noida Mall. It's the Mumbai Mall. It's the Gurgaon Mall. But from the viewpoint of a sadhu, it's the Mumbai Mall. And the Gurgaon Mall. It's what's going on there? Just body things, body pleasures. Get your toes chopped off by some prana fish. You go in these mulls and they have this fish tank and you put your feet in the fish. Believe it, it's true. Maybe the world audience won't believe it, especially people in Europe and America. But here in India, we're really advanced. We have these big fish tanks in our mulls, which we call mull. We have a big fish tank and you sit around the fish tank with your feet inside and these piranha fish come and bite your toes off. That's pretty painful. But not only that, you pay 500 rupees. You pay 500 rupees for some piranha fish to bite your toenails. For 5 rupees, you can buy a nail clipper. For 5 rupees, you can buy a nail clipper, save your gas up and down the mall, sit, go outside your house or sit in the bathroom, cut your nails, throw it away. Something's missing. Could it be God? Good chance. So Manasachakri, this is one point that Krishna wants to keep everyone's faith in Shastra. The Kanyakumaris, they worshipped, they follow the Shastra. The Shastra said, if you worship Katyayani, you'll get a good husband. Okay, we'll worship Katyayani. We don't want a good husband. We don't want an average husband. We don't want the best husband. We want the super duper topmost best husband possible. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Adipati Bhagavan. Or Adipati Ram. Maybe they worship Kalyana. I want Ram as my husband. And that Bhav, that Seva Bhav, that surrender. And they stay single their whole life, just becoming pure Ram Bhaktas. Or whatever. Or get a religious husband. So this is an important point which our Shastras bring out. I mean, our Acharyas bring out. To maintain the faith. Because Krishna is the origin of all faith and Shraddha and Vishwas comes from God. Because if we lose faith in God, we lose faith in everything. If we lose faith in God, we lose faith in everyone. The substratum of any family, of any country, of any relationship between individuals, the substratum, the basis is Vishwas, Shraddha. I have faith in you. You're my friend. I have faith. I've invested my faith in you. You're my friend. I know, I trust you, I have confidence in you. I know you won't let me down. And because people had faith in God and they had virtue, people were virtuous and honest in the ancient days, they would never let their friend down. They would rather die than let down their friend. Now it's, oh, sorry I let you down. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Everything's sorry. It's a sorry state of affairs. Sorry state of affairs. When people break their promises, let their friends down. You promise, you let your... Husbands don't have any faith in their wives. Wives don't have any faith in their husbands. Where is she now? Where is he now? Because God, there's no Vishwas. Bhagavan ka Vishwas. Koi nahi. Khatam ho gaya. Science, money, power, position, globe, puja, pratishtha. Ah. I made it to the top. I'm the greatest, the wealthiest, most powerful. Look, I got Forbes magazine. Look, he tells his wife, see, this is Fortune magazine, international magazine, Forbes business magazine. Look, who are the top rankers? Who's the top ranked? I'm not talking about the top ranked tennis players. I'm not talking about the top-ranked cricket players. Who's the top rank in rupees? Who's the richest man in the world? See, look, I'm number 19. Oh, sure. The wife says, okay, why only 19? Why are you only 19? Why are you the only 19th richest man in the world? Look who's number one. Are. He's number one, but, you know, he's from Switzerland. He's Switzerland. Do you know number one owns 100 banks? So if you own 100 banks, you're pretty wealthy. Whoever it is. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Probably, I don't know these days. But is number one an Indian person? Is it? Anyone knows? Who's the richest man in the world? Everyone should know the answer. Lakshmipati Narayan Ki. The richest man in the world is Lakshmipati Lakshmi. Vaikuntha Nath, Narayana, 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 Narayana. Lakshmi Narayan Bhagavan Ki Jai. This is a class about Radha and Krishna's Ras Leela, by the way. In case you're wondering, Ras Mandala Kahan. Oh, that Prem Nayak, that Prem Nagar Krishna, that Prem, that Braja Prem Nagar Krishna Kahan. Oh, Radhika, oh, Pyariju, Pyariju Kahan. Rasa Dance Kavaya. Rasa Leela, when will the Rasa Dance come? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Well, we're going there. We say in America, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a first step. So the journey to enter Rasa Leela begins with Tattva Siddhanta and philosophy and faith and surrender. And verse 1 of chapter 29, Rasa Panchadhyaya. Panchadhyaya. So we're there. We're started. We're on this. What do they call in Sanskrit? What do they call the lines? The lines of the verse. We have poetry, and poetry has line one of the poetry, line two. The lines of Sanskrit verse are called pada. Very interesting. Ardha pada, pratipada, line after line. Ardha pada means half a line, or pratipada, line after line. Or akshara, adi akshara, half a syllable. So pada means line, and pada means steps. So the journey of 1,000 miles to Krishna's ras, to the embrace of Krishna's divine love, to dance in the celebration of the ras mandal of Krishna Prem, it starts as one step. And we've taken how many steps already? One, two, one, two, three. We finished three padas of verse 29, three lines. So we've taken three steps. Ek do teen. Right? Three steps. In three steps, what do you do? You eliminate your past karma and past lamentation. You eliminate your present karma and hankering, desiring. And you eliminate your future dreaming. So now the future dreaming and hankering is finished. The present day hankering and crying and working hard are finished. And the past dreaming and lamentation are finished. So now we're liberated. Three padas, three steps. So now we're on the fourth step. The fourth step is the beginning of the entrance to the spiritual world. We're on the third pada of chapter 29, verse 1, which means we're on the first, we're on the fourth pada. Three padas we left the material world. It's called Trivikram. Trivikram. We left the material world with three steps. Tripada. Tripada Vibhuti. This material world, this Maya Jagat, is called Tripad Vibhuti. Vibhuti. Ombur Bhavakswa. Ombur Bhavakswa. Tripad Vibhuti. Vibhuti means opulence, power of God. Bhagavan. So you transcend. You go beyond the tri-pada-bhuti. Then you enter the paravyam, Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky, the celestial abode of Narayan, Vaikunthanath, Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, the dasavatars. They live there, far beyond the tri-pada-bhuti. So we've crossed three lines. Now we're on Vikshya Rantam Manaschakre. We have we're on the fourth pada of the verse, which means we have one foot in the spiritual world. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. So let's consider some more points of this Manasa Chakra. Of course, this verse and this relationship that They worshipped Goddess Katyayini and they attained Krishna as their husband. Because as Shastras, they reciprocate as we surrender. If we surrender to Shastra, Shastra Prapadyante, Shastra Shiksha Prapadyante. If we surrender to the teachings and instructions of Shastra, of sacred, spiritual, divine scriptures, the Bible, the Quran, of Shruti, Puranas, then what happens? We get result, we get reward. As you surrender to the Shastras are Krishna Vani, Rishi Vani, Narada Muni Vani, so many great Rishis and Acharyas, they're in Yamas and Niyamas. Their recommendations for health, their recommendations and suggestions for attaining a husband and success and power. We surrender all to all those teachings and guidance, then we get blessings, reciprocation. This is how it works. Whenever you approach a deva, a godly being, a celestial being, Varuna, Shiva, these divine beings, they reciprocate with your desire, with your puja, with your tapa, with your archan. They bless you. They reward you. They give you art, happiness, health, power, money, strength, intelligence. Oh, Sring Saraswati Swaha. Oh, Saraswati, I'm struggling with my exams. I have a nice poster of Saraswati right in front of my desk. And every day I offer some agarbati to Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, the Vidya Devi, Vidya Devi Saraswati. And I chant her Bija mantra, and I worship her, especially I do Saraswati puja, and on her birthday, on her Agarvab appearance day, I do special elaborate puja. I know some pandits, Brijbasi pandits, they have a beautiful, beautiful murti of Saraswati. And she's made of bronze from South India, very ancient mold, and very, very beautiful celestial divine fingers are curved in such a way, and she's playing her veena, and she's playing her veena, and she looks so beautiful. And there she has four arms and beads and shastra, and playing veena. She's the goddess of music knowledge and knowledge of every kind of knowledge. So once a year on her birthday, he brings her out and worships her. Very elaborate yagyas, pujas, so many stutis, Saraswati Sahasranam, and many things. Then puts her in a box, puts her in a closet for 1 year. Then he gets so much blessings and great pundit. So Indian people know, oh, if I want to pass my exams, I better really fast, very fast, get the mercy of Saraswati. So they get results. So this concept of surrendering and getting reciprocation with the devis and devas also applies to Bhagavan. If we surrender to God, Man, Tan, Dan, Krishna, Ram, Vishnu, Samarpan, we offer everything as an arpan in our pushpanjali, in our hands, of flowers, of offering. We offer our money, our body, our wealth. The most important offering, the most important object or entity that we can offer to God is our love. Our sincere, heartfelt feelings of love, dedication, giving, service. Hey Bhagavan. Hey Shri Ram. Oh Ram. Oh hey Bhagavan Vishnu. Hey Sri Krishna, Govinda, Damo, Damodar, Madhav, I am yours, I am your dasi, I am your das. I offer my heart to you. I put my heart in my hands. It's not a pushpa anjali, it's a riddhi anjali. I'm offering not pushpa, flowers in my folded hands as arpan. I'm offering you, my dear Ishtadev, my dear Bhagavan, I'm offering my very heart into your hands. Please accept my heart in your hands and do whatever you want with it. I am yours, I am yours, I am yours forever. Then that's called surrender, Sharanagati. And Ram, Vishnu, Krishna, they accept, they take your heart from your hands. And what does Krishna do with your heart? He takes it like this, holds it above his head, and he says, "Yes, I accept your heart. Now watch what I do with it." And I place your heart next to mine. And in return, I offer you my heart, all my love, all my service, all my dedication, all my support, all my protection, all my encouragement, all my hope and help. I am your Bhagavan, and you are my Das or Dasi. I am your Lord, and you are my servant. I am your Master, and you are my servant. This is the sambandha, the prem sambandha between Bhagavan and the Jiva. Bhagavan, Krishna, prem sambandha. The loving bond between God and man, God and woman, God and human. This is desirable. This is worth attaining. This is worth working for. This is the very purpose of our human existence. To develop pure love of God. Krishna prem. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, as I mentioned, this Ranta Manasa Chakra, you worship Katyayani to get me, now my mind is turning towards you. Why is it turning towards you? Because you surrender the Shastra and follow the Shastra Vidhi. The Vidhi of Shastra, the rules and regulations of Shastra as proper dharmic religious young girls of India. The village girls, the Braja Kumaris, Kanya Kumaris, the virgin girls of the village of Braj, Vrindavan. You worship Katyayani. But you didn't worship her as Durga for material husband or material position, power, or money. You worshiped her for me. He worshiped Katyayani as my yoga, my internal potency, who knows my heart and arranges to fulfill my desires by bringing me union. Yoga Maya brings yoga. Yoga means connection. Yoga, connection, union, meeting, sangam. So that yoga Maya, that energy, that potency of union, divine union, spiritual communication and oneness and love and service with God. She is arranged. My mind is turning there. Yes, I am calling you. Come, Kanya Kumaris. Tonight, I will dance with you. I will embrace you. I will give you my love. And I've already accepted yours. That's why my mind is turned. When Bhagavan accepts our love, when Bhagavan accepts our Ram Bhakti, when Bhagavan Ram or Vishnu Krishna, they accept our Bhakti, our devotion, then it sits in his mind. And at some point or at some time, Krishna's mind turns. The world is also turning. The earth planet is turning. As we mentioned the other day, our minds are turning in 1,000 directions, present, past, future. God's mind also turns. It only turns in one way. That's the difference between God. What is the difference between God and man? My mind is Bahushaka. Krishna says in Gita, Bahushaka. Many branches. My mind goes here and there. And it goes, and sometimes some people, maybe man or woman, they take my mind and they spin my mind around and around. Manasa Chakra. Like Krishna says, Manasa Chakra. Manasa Chakra means your mind is going, woo, 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 woo. Like this. Wheeling of the head. Manasa Chakra. But he's peaceful. He's Dhira. He's God. But his mind, his inclination, his intention, his intention, Bhagavan's intention, and his attention. His intention of his heart. Yes, I will think. I'm thinking of you. I want to give my love to you. And then his attention. His attention means he looks at you. He looks at you, then he calls you, "Hey, hey, Saki, jaldi aao." He plays his flute and calls. This is Maharas. So we want to act like the Kanya Kumaris. We want to be as pure as the Kanya Kumaris in chapter 22 of the Dasama Skanda, Braja Kumaris. We want to be as surrendered. They gave their man, tan, body, everything. They gave their body, their saris, their jewelry, their everything. Lajadharma, Lajadharma, Varnadharma, everything, take it. My shame, my name, my fame, my goch, everything here. I'm Krishna, Bhagavan, I'm yours. I'm standing before you, revealed. I'm revealing everything. Everything's for you. Take my body, take my mind, my life, my dawn, everything. That's the real meaning. The Kanya Kumaris. They give the real example of pure surrender. We often use the phrase in India, man, tan, dan, Krishna Samarpan. All right, already. I did it. Now let's make money. I did it already. Let's make money. This is the truest, purest, most perfect example of Man Tan Dan Krishna Samarpan, the Braja Kumaris of 5,000 years ago. So how do we turn the mind of God? By money? In this world, you can turn anybody's mind, especially in India. You can turn anyone's mind to look your way, to do anything, if you give them money. You know what it's called? B-R-I-B-E. Bribe. Payoff. Pranami. Don, not Don. Hey, listen, hello. Can you do this small favor for me? I know it's illegal, but you know, I give you some pranami, you know? I give you a little grease. I give you some small grease, and you make it like smooth. Yes, yes. How much grease will you give? How much oil are you giving? 5 lakhs. 5 lakhs for such a big favor? Little more. Hey, listen, I'm Gareeb. Okay, 10 lakhs. More. Listen, you want to get this position in the university? You want to study in this school to get the big degree? You have to pay. Okay, you're toppers in your school, and you're number one, but without a little encouragement, you know, just between you, without a little encouragement, then I will not give you a placement in my school. Do you understand what I mean? Yes. Acha. Okay, 20 lakhs. Put me in the school. Okay, now you're talking. This is called bribe. We can turn anyone's mind to do your work, good or bad, if you give money. You can turn the mind of any man by presenting lust, enjoyment, or woman. But Krishna's mind, Bhagavan Kaman, you can never turn anywhere. He'll never turn to money or women or anything. His mind will only get turned by love. Shuddha Bhakti, pure love of God. It's the only thing that can turn Krishna's mind. It's the only offering, arpan, that we can really offer to God that will create an intention in the heart of God. And then it will make Him look our way. Hey, Mr. Gupta. Hey, Mrs. Banerjee. You're so pure. You're so dedicated. You're so devotional. You're capturing my heart. Now my mind is Manasa Chakra looking your way. Now I want to Rantam Manasa Chakra. I want to love you. Rantam means Rati. It means love, intimacy, amorous affairs. God can have amorous affairs with anyone. He's a divine, supreme lover. Of every jiva. He can love you, He can love me. Bhagavan can embrace you, embrace me, kiss you, kiss me, dance with you, dance with me. If we are as pure as the Braja Gopis, if we are as dedicated as the Braja Gopis, if we are as surrendered as the Braja Gopis, that's the big difference. We know what we are, and we know what they are. So they attracted the attention of Bhagavan. This is not a small feat. We're discussing how Krishna reciprocates with the surrender of His devotees. If you approach Krishna personally, He surrenders and reciprocates. If you surrender and approach Krishna personally, He reciprocates and gives to you, rewards you. If you approach the devas and devis that are controlling this world and you worship them and you surrender to them in puja and archan, and stuti, then they reward you. You surrender and you give to them your time, your heart, your prayers, your puja. They accept that lovingly. And they return. They give you a reward, what you desire. They fulfill your desires. It's all based on the divine principle. It's all based, the principle that the demigods work on, the devis and devis, is the same as the principle that Bhagavan works on. The principle is give and take. Surrender, and Krishna surrenders and reciprocates with your surrender and rewards you. And there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita that establishes this basic principle of love. Love, it's a love principle. It's the interaction, the exchange of love. Serving means giving, and taking means taking service. It doesn't mean taking money or ripping someone off or exploiting someone. The relationship between man and women, the human beings and the devas and devis, is one of love. I give my love and I take his love. Give and take relationship, true love. And the relationship of the devotee, the Vaishnava, the Ram Bhakt, Krishna Bhakt, is also an exchange of love. I give my love to my Ishtadev, Ram or Krishna, and I take his love in return as boons, as blessings, as help, as guidance, whatever I require, my Ishtadev provides. This is described in Gita, Yoga Kshemam Baham Yaham. If I have Ananya Bhakti, Ananya, I have unbroken and one-pointed devotion for Shiv, or Katyayani, or Suryadev, that's Ananya Bhakti, devotion to that Deva or Devi, then Yoga Kshemam Baham Yaham. Krishna says, Ananya chintiyanta mam yejana paryupashate tesham nitya biyuktanam tesham nitya biyuktanam yoga shemam vahamyaham. The deva and the man, the devi and the man or the woman, the human being, they are connected by love. And that's a nitya, that's a connection through their life. The same in Gita, Krishna is saying, my Vaishnavas, my devotees, Ananyas chintiyantamam, Ananya Bhakti, Ananya Krishna Bhakti, Ananya Ram Bhakti, and it can be Ananya Devi Bhakti, devotion, love for the Devi, Durgama, Katyayani, Saraswati, and it can be Ananya Bhakti devotion, but in the purest presentation of devotion, really shuddha or pure bhakti, is for Bhagavan alone, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna. But there's devotion, so it's give and take. So Krishna, this verse in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 11, Yeyatam mam prapadyante tamsta taiva bhajamyaham mama vartmana vartante manasha partha sarvasha. O Partha, O Arjun, Yeyatam mam prapadyante, as mam prapadyante, as everyone surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. And everyone, mama vartmanu vartante, mam vartma, anu vartate. Mam vartma means my path, my way, my rasta, mera rasta. My way, my path. Mam vartma, anu vartate. They follow, vartante, they follow, they go. So this is the whole basis of why in verse 1, in the fourth pada, charpada, Krishna's telling, rantam, Manasha Chakra, my mind turns towards love, and I want to give to my beloved. And my mind turns towards my beloved, and I want to take. Because Bhagavan and the Devis and the Devas, and any true lover and true beloved, they give love and they receive love. Give and take relationship based on service, dedication, and love, whether it be a Devi or a Deva, a god, a demigod, or the supreme Paratattva, Paratattva, supreme Bhagavan, Vishnu, Ram, Krishna. This is a loving exchange. Verse 1, chapter 29, verse 1, establishes Rantam Manasa Chakra, that God's mind turns only in one direction and only for one purpose, and only at one time. When we love Him, He will turn His mind to us, and accept, take our love and give his love. Bhagavan will take our love, take and give and take. So this is a beautiful lesson. In the first verse, fourth line, it's establishing that this rasa dance is about love, the exchange of love between bhaktas, pure devotees, and God. The example of the pure devotee, of the shuddha bhakta, shuddha bhakta, in this case, are the Braja Gopis, the Kanyakumaris and the Brajaramanis. The Brajakumaris and the Brajaramanis. the married elderly gopis and the unmarried gopis. He's calling them all. But there's so many examples everywhere throughout the history of loving devotees. Ram's mind turns towards the loving devotees. Vishnu's mind toward the loving devotees. So this verse, this line, Rantam Manasa Chakre, it shows that Bhagavan, because it says Bhagavan Api Tal Ratri, Bhagavan Api Tal Ratri, on many nights, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, turned his mind to love his devotees. So he danced with his devotees, the Braja Gopis, for many nights. Brahma Ratra Upavrate. In chapter 33 of the 10th canto, verse 30, says, Brahma Ratra Upavrate. For thousands and millions of nights, Krishna danced in a divine, eternal dance of love. Nitya Bhagavan Prem Nach. Nitya Bhagavan Prem Natya. The eternal dance of love with the Jiva and Bhagavan, with the Atman, the Paramatma. Now we're dancing in Maya, dancing in forgetfulness of God, Mahamaya. But if we turn our minds and hearts, if we turn our minds, Manush Manasha Chakra, if we human beings, if we turn our minds to Bhagavan in love, Rantam, Rati, Prem, Pyar, then Krishna will turn his mind to us. Rantam Manasa Chakra, Yeyatam Mam Prapadyante, Tam Sateva Bajamyaham, Mama Vartmano Vartante, Manusha Parta Saravashaha. Sarva Manush, everyone. So we can, if we turn our minds towards Krishna and loving surrender and dedication and purity of love, then he will turn his mind to us and say, yes, I take your love, I accept your love, and give you mine in return. And then we begin an eternal life of love, dancing in the Ras Mandala, the eternally turning and spinning divine dance. Eternally we'll dance when we remember God, when we surrender to God and serve him, and Manush Manasha Chakra, our human minds turn towards God, then we leave this dance of Maya. We leave this dance of birth and death. We leave this dance of selfishness and exploitation. We stop dancing in a disco and we start dancing in Ras Mandal. We stop dancing with Maya Devis and material men and women. We start dancing with Krishna and his pure devotees, the gopis. This is the invitation of the Ras Leela. This is the invitation of verse number 1. I'll turn my mind towards you if you turn your mind towards me. I'm turning my mind towards the gopis. I'm calling them, come. Jaldi ao, sakiyon. All sakis, come. All pure. So Krishna is calling the gopis in that night. So the question is, the gopis are waiting. We did Katyayani Puja. Krishna appeared on Purnima. And he blessed us that I'll reciprocate with you and fulfill your desire in the coming nights of Sharad season. So that they were waiting. They offered their hearts to God. God appeared to them once. They had Sakshad Darshan, Ek Bar. One time they had direct darshan of that Ichapati, the husband they desired. Oh, Krishna, Lala, oh Nandalal, why? You're up in the Kadamba tree. You have our saris. Please come down from the Kadamba tree. Sari Dedo, Meri Sari Dedo, that pink one, that green one, that yellow one. So he came down from the tree. And Jiva Goswami says in one book it says Gopi Premamrita. Not Jiva Goswami, it's attributed to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but it may not be. But in this Gopi Premamrita, he says a variation on this Leela according to Kalpa, different Kalpas, different time periods, when Krishna appears, the leelas vary. He said that Krishna came down from the tree and all his kanyakumaris were worshipping Yoga Maya to attain Krishna as her husband. And we just want our husbands. If you attain a husband, you will dance with your husband, you will embrace your husband, you'll kiss your husband. So then, this book is telling, this Shastra, Gopi Premamrita, that Krishna came down from the tree, Kadamba tree, Kadamba Vriksh, with the saris over his arm. And he called each sakhi, each kanyakumari, Oh, hey, Sakiyam. And he took the sari and he gave it to her. Here, this is your sari. Then he embraced that Saki and he kissed her on the cheek. Kissed her, just like this. And then he said, now, in the coming nights, in the future nights, I will become your husband. So already the relationship was cemented, because in Vedic culture, in the Dharmic culture of civilized religious human beings, a woman never embraces a man before marriage. A woman never kisses a man before marriage. And Krishna's embracing and kissing and promising, I will marry you. And not like modern days, young men and young women, sometimes a man embraces a young woman and he kisses her. She says, will you marry me? Yes, yes, I'll marry you. Don't worry. Ho jaga. And then he kisses her more and on so many months and days. And then after a year or two, he says, well, you know, I mean, actually, you know, your gotra is different than mine, and you don't make much. Your family's not very rich, and what will my father-in-law say, or my father say? And I'm really sorry, but this is the last kiss and the last embrace. Are. This is Maya. This is the Adharmic standard these days. Embrace, kiss, and run away. Embrace the girl, the virgin girl, and kiss her, embrace her, and run away. Marry somebody else. And spoil our life. But Krishna's not like that. He's a Dharmapati. He's the origin of Dharma. So he embraced them once. Gentle embrace. And a small peck on the cheek. We say a peck on the cheek, a kiss. In a future night, I promise you, I will be your pati. I'll be your husband. And we'll dance. I'll embrace and I'll kiss you like a husband. So they were so happy. They did tapa. They followed Shastra, the Braja Kanyas. They did tapasya and penance to attain God. And then they were serious and surrendered and dedicated, even though they were tender young girls, only 6 years old, Shastras are telling. And they were blessed. And then God disappeared from them in the future. And they didn't give up God. They didn't become atheists or disbelievers or lose their faith or break their faith. Yes, we believe in God's promise. We accept it. So they patiently waited. What were they waiting for? They were waiting for that call, that divine call, that clarion call. Bhagavan, when will Bhagavan call me? I've dedicated my entire life to Him. I surrendered to Him. I've worshipped Him. And I only had a desire to attain His darshan and His nitya seva and Golok Dham. When? Kada, kada, kada. When will that day be? When will I see Him? When will He call me? And then one fine day, when our mind is purified, when our mind is pure enough, and our hearts are completely saturated with prema and love, no, we're niskinchan. We have no desires, no aspirations in this material world. We don't want anything or anyone, or we don't need anything. Then we're ready. We're qualified. We have the adhikar to be called by Bhagavan. And we will hear Krishna's flute in our ears. And He'll say, come dance in the rasa dance. Come and dance with me in the divine dance of love, the celebration of joy and ecstasy forever in Golok Dham. That is siddhi. That is prayojan. Dharma, art, kam, moksha. That is moksha for the Vaishnava. Moksha for the Vaishnava is not Brahma Sayujya, Nirvashesh Brahman. Moksha, liberation, mukti for the Vaishnava is to have an eternal loving relationship with Ram or Vishnu or Krishna as his dasi or das, as his mother or father, as his lover or beloved. As his servant. This is the perfection. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. So this is so many deep meanings in this phrase. Rantam Manasa Chakre. It has meanings for Krishna and all his parishads. It has so many applications and relevancy to all of us in our pursuits of self-realization and all of our endeavors to find God and realize God. When will God recognize me? When will God accept me? Is God hearing my prayers? Hey, Bhagavan, are you hearing me? Will He respond? He will respond. He promises, Yeyatam mam prapadyante. I'll respond. But he is Swarat. But he is Swarat. He's independent. He is a transcendental autocrat. It's his will. It's his world. His divine will. When he wants to call us, when he wants to appear before us, that is his sweet will, because he is God. He's a Parameshvara. He cannot be controlled by our prayers. He cannot be controlled by our tapa or dan. He cannot be controlled by anything. We have given everything. We have love, pure love of God. But yet, we're waiting. We're waiting for that Sharad Purnima. We're waiting for that beautiful full moon night. Krishna's calling. And then, our mind and heart will merge in the loving dedication, service, and absorption. Krishna's absorption and samadhi of love, remembering Krishna's beautiful name, Madhurya Rupam and Madhurya Leelam, Madhurya Namam. And then we'll utter our last breath, Hey Bhagavan, Hey Krishna, Radhe Radhe. And we'll leave this body, the Atma will leave this body and go to Krishna to dance forever in the circle of love, the Ras Mandal of divine love, the Ras Leela. Ras Leela, Krishna showed the Ras Leela, like people have a wedding and they send an invitation. So many thousands of people, they're very big, famous people. Did you get an invitation? Yes, I got an invitation. Acha, because without an invitation, you can't get in the door. It's a very posh and expensive wedding, and only for the elite and those with an invitation. So how to get to the spiritual world? That last moment, Krishna will take us there. We'll be allowed entrance to the Boma Vrindavan Leela, the Prakat Leela, somewhere in the material universe where Krishna is having his Ras Leela. Ras Leela, like a wedding invitation, is an invitation to the wedding, and it guarantees your entrance to the wedding. So the Ras Leela of Krishna in this world is an invitation. Krishna is showing, he's writing an invitation. This is an invitation to dance with God forever in the spiritual world, Golok Dham, Sridham Vrindavan, Ras Leela. This is an invitation. Ras Leela, come everyone. 1,000 gopis, 1,000,000 gopis. Padma Puran, the Puran, Padma Puran says in Sanskrit, on the night of the Ras Leela, there were 5,000,000 gopis. This is achintya, inconceivable, achintya tattva, but it happened. Because Krishna is unlimited. He can love everyone. Mamevam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshastrani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. We're karshati. This is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, you're my part and part, you're my amsha. Mamevam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshastrani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. You are my part and parcel. I am God. I am a divine, the celestial divinity, the source of everything, of love, everything. You are part of me. Mameyavamsha, you're my amsha. Jiva Shakti, Jiva Tattva, Atma. But what are you doing here? What are you doing in this material world? Manashastrani Indriyani, Prakriti Stani Karshati. You are meant to be, you're my part and parcel. My hand is part of my body. It's supposed to be connected to my body. If someone cuts off my hand and throws it, I'll say, hey, hand, what are you doing there? Hey, hand, come back. You belong here. That's my hand, and that's part of my body. What are you doing over there? Hey, get back. This is your right position, your proper position. Hand connected to the body. Amsha. The angi and the anga and the angi. The jiva in Bhagavad Gita, every single jivatma is a part of God. He's his tatastha shakti, his spiritual potency, consciousness, minute, anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan. But we're in prakriti stani karshati, prakriti stan. We're stuck in the material world, birth and death, janma mrityu jaravyadi, dukkha dosh anudarshanam. What to do? Get back to God. Go back where we belong. Get connected to God. Like the hand connected to the body. So therefore, Rasalila's invitation to all Krishna's parts and parcels, come back. Come back. Join, dance with me. Just turn your mind to me. Manushya Manasa Chakri, turn your mind towards me. I'm already waiting. I'm Paramatma, Antaryami. I'm standing right in your heart. All right, already. When you're going to appear? When are you going to look my way? God's saying, when are you going to look my way? I'm standing in your heart eternally. Life after life, birth after birth, body after body. There's Atma, Atma, Atma. That Atma is you. Me, changing body. Sometimes dog, sometimes demigod, sometimes godly, sometimes dogly, sometimes human being, sometimes flea, ant, dog, cockroach, pig, monkey, anything, anybody, according to the karma. Papa karma, papa deha, punya karma, punya deha, papa karma, papa sharir. This is the action-reaction, cause and effect. You do this action, you get this reaction. This is physics, scientific physics. Laws. What goes up must come down. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This is the law. This is physics law. You think the law of karma or human beings or laws of God are not scientific? They're very scientific. They are the origin of science itself. So you act sinfully, you get sinful reaction. You live like a dog or a monkey, cat, this, all kinds of degraded, dirty, filthy activities, then you get a monkey body. Why not? So Krishna says, you're my part and parcel. I want to love you. I want to think of you and remember you. But you say, I don't want to think of you, God. My mind is turning elsewhere. My mind is turned towards money, profit, advancement, progress, fame, name, enjoyment, travel, fashion, jewelry. Ha, I'm so beautiful. God? I have no time for God. I'm very busy enjoying. Call me later, huh? Bye. Unfortunate. Rasalila is... God's coming. Krishna doesn't have to come here and show us Rasalila. He can kill a few asuras, Putana, Agasura, Bakasura. And he can kill some asuras, and he can save the devotees from Indra's rainfall with the Govardhan Leela, and he can take muck on and play with all the mothers and gopi, all the elderly gopis, and he can swim in the Yamuna and climb the trees and have all wonderful things, and keep all of his intimate pastimes, all of his Madhurya Leela, his Shringar Leela, keep it all secret, concealed, and not show anyone. It's private. My love affairs are private. Bhagavan's love affairs are private. Our love affairs are very private, in our bedroom, in our wherever. It's not public. Krishna is showing his divine love affairs, spiritual amor, divya prem. Look, one and all, this is how I love my devotees. This is how I share and give and appreciate my devotees. Come join the rasa dance of divine madhurya love, conjugal love, divine love with God. Embrace God, kiss God, dance with God. This is the invitation. Krishna is not saying, hey, peekaboo, look in this little picture. See, Bhagavan. Kissing, gopis, dancing. This is not nice. We can love, we can dance, we can kiss, but God can't. Is that logical? Is it reasonable? No. Who is the source of everything? If we say God is Janmad Yasya Yataha, Janmad Yasya Yataha, this Upanishads, Adi, Janma, the beginning of everything is God, the Paratattva, Bhagavan, Krishna, Ram. Everything begins with God. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mata Sarvam Pravartate. God, every religion, every sacred book, everyone that has half a brain understands there's an origin of everything. There's a cause of everything. The cause of all causes, the origin of everything is God. In America, they have a phrase, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing, we can't do anything new that God has not invented. God invented love. Did God invent human beings? Say yes or no. Yes. They can't make human beings in a test tube. They're trying feverishly to do it. They'll never make a human being in a test tube. Besides, who wants to marry another test tube? Would you like to kiss a test tube? Say you're born in a test tube and your wife is born in a test tube. That's detestable. It's not acceptable to any rational, intelligent person. What to speak, having a science background, it's unscientific. God creates life. He created men and women. Why? So they can fight with each other? God created women and men so they would get married and then fight ever after. Please, you, this beautiful man and this beautiful lady, you follow proper dharma, one man, ekpati at ekpati. This is my law, Manu Samhita and all laws. You marry, and now fight! Because I like boxing matches. You know, I usually watch on my television, American boxing. But now I have all these people married, I can just sit back and watch my big universal screen. God has this huge screen. You talk about widescreen TV, the whole jagat. The whole jagat is the size of his TV. Oh, look at all those Hindu wives fighting their Hindu husbands. Oh, that's very good. Oh, that was a good punch. Well, that was a good, that was a few good words you gave him. Whew, those are hot words you gave there. Oh, let's turn that to America. Oh, look at that Christian husband. Oh, God, he's beating his wife. Hey, that's pretty good. Oh, come on, hit him. You know, it's a fight. Hey, let's see what the Russian wives are doing. Ooh, they're big. They're heavy. This wife just picked up her husband. She's picked up her husband like a wrestler. She just threw him out the window. He fell down, came back and said, ha, you think that's, now watch what I do. Then God turned off the TV because it was time for Bhog. Lakshmi just made Chapan Bhog, so he had to take a break. And he doesn't eat in front of the TV. That's one thing God never does. He doesn't eat in front of the TV. He's that civilized. He sits down. Lakshmi gives him hot chapatis, and it's nice. Of course, this is a humorous anecdote. But the idea is that God is waiting for us to turn to Him. Turn our mind. First, you can't turn your mind to anyone until you turn your heart. If you get attracted to someone, it's not your mind, it's your heart. Your heart is attracted to this man. Your heart is attracted to this woman. Krishna tells in Gita, hey, listen, did you ever read the Bhagavad Gita? Oh, I heard about it. My grandmother told me there's a very good Hindu spiritual book called Bhagavad Gita. In fact, there was once some devotees on the street, they were selling Bhagavad Gita. I have one on my shelf. It says, Bhagavad Gita as it is, by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It's there. It's on my shelf. Acha, you're very good. You're a very pious Hindu. Did you ever take it off the shelf? And kind of, like, you know, go like this, you know? Hey, look, man, I'm busy. I'm in college. I just started in business. I'm a computer programmer. I'm making $75,000 a month. I don't have time. Acha, TK. But if you open the Bhagavad Gita in some rare, unusual moment, then you may find that Krishna is talking about thinking about me. Rantam Manasa Chakri. He says, Manmana. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskru. Mame Vaishasi Satyante Pratijane Priyosime. Hey, Jana. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, lady. Hey, girl. Think of me, Manman. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. Become my devotee. Become my lover. I'm waiting to love you. I'm waiting with open arms. I'm standing next to you. I'm Antaryami. You're Antaratma. You're inside the body. I'm inside your body. See, hi. Look my way. Hey, you're not bad. You have nice long hair. You have beautiful lotus eyes. What's that flute? What's that thing? I play flute. I'm good, too. I can sing and dance and make romance. I can sing and I can dance and I can make romance. Divine love. Divya prem, alokik prem. Nirmal, 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 not malls, go to the malls. Nirmal, Vishuddha, Madhurya, Braja Prem, Parakhiya Bha, for the liberated souls, for the Mukta Jeeves. the Premi Bhaktas, this is the kind of love I'll give to you. But first start thinking of me today. Krishna, 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 Ram, Ram, Ram. Narayana, 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 Narayana. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Ki Jai.